Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger and SUV tyres. Your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! At 23 minutes to 7, good morning to you. We are live in SENSA Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Now, Bix, before we head into our SEN Spotlight, what we like to do each week is ask a couple of trick questions in relation to who's in the budget truck with a $50 event cinemas voucher to give away. I can't find the sound effects at the moment. It's been chaos here this morning. So you give us a couple of clues each morning. What do you got first?
Okay. Clue one, I was once involved in a legal battle for my playing services involving a football club in country Victoria and a sandful club. So there you go. I was involved in a legal battle for his playing services.
Okay. If you think you know who that is, you can send in a text 0427 154 166. As soon as we get someone with the correct answer, you'll get the $50 event cinemas voucher. You can get on the road faster, 13 27 27, thanks to budget. We had a couple of texts coming.
I've got one here. I'm copying some feedback here. Does Mark know there is normally a cough button in a radio studio? This probably could be used when he clears his throat. Just a thought. Getting feedback.
I love that.
Is this the radio school here?
I love that because
what happened was it came really quickly and I coughed before I had the chance to push the
button. What you do is you get up to the microphone and you go, and then you say, excuse me, like no one heard it, but it's in the microphone.
I'm trying to use good manners by saying, excuse me.
Yeah, but the cough button is one of the only things that works in this studio, so press the bloody button, all right?
I think that your time is done, and I think that the spotlight should go on top of me. Yeah.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, just being real, that's all we're doing.
Imagine if we played some of the noises I made in the studio.
Exactly, yeah. We'll really lift the lid on that. Righto, let's have a listen or look at the SEN Spotlight. We'll start with David King. He talked about Ross Lyon squeezing the best out of a very undermanned St Kilda. Let's have a listen to David.
What he was able to do with minimum chips was just unbelievable on the weekend. What's our asset? We can run. Okay. Guys, we're going to be charging back to help the back six that's undermanned, and then we're going to try and manufacture a way to score. So when the ball goes in our forward line, give it some air, and I know you're going to be some 5 foot sixes fighting out of their weight reins to get the ball to ground, but let's get it to ground and hunt, and then let the numbers arrive again. I know that they've got an injury list that's as long as your arm. How they have won that game is on just effort and heart from the playing group, but an unbelievable ability to motivate and set standards that every player is bought into. Now, I'm not sure every coach can do that.
Mm. What do you think, Bix? We were celebrating that over the weekend. It was a great return, but they are going to face some struggles, St Kilda. They're not going to play Frio at home every weekend.
Well, and also, like, it's hard to keep going back to the world. You know, talk about that motivation. That's an extrinsic motivation. So what you need longer term is the intrinsic stuff where you don't need to actually lift your players up to get them up to do that. Now, Ross, there's no doubt what David said is true. He is able to unite a group. He is able to set standards. He is able to get everyone on the same page. And he did that over the weekend. It was an unbelievable effort. But the scratching and the scraping will take you so far.
They got 15 on their injury list too.
That's right. And so it was a remarkable effort, but that will only get you so far. And I think Adelaide have proven that. You know, I don't think anyone has questioned Adelaide's effort or intensity in the last 18 months. But you play for three quarters and it's hard footy. And then, you know what, there's a classy 15 minutes from the opposition where they kick 5 goals and there's the game right there. And I think that's going to be the challenge for St Kilda to reproduce that consistently. That is a high effort, high energy game that is taxing. And you've already got 15 blokes that are missing.
And they're not just any kind of listed blokes too. I'll quickly go through some of the big names on there. So Jack Billings, 6 to 9 weeks. Nick Caulfield would be one of the first selected, 4 to 6 weeks. Jack Hayes, which is a really sad story because you just want him to do well considering the way he started.
Max King?
Yeah, 10 to 12 weeks for Jack Hayes, 6 to 9 weeks for Max King. Zach Jones, indefinite with his Achilles. Tim Membry, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah,
Seb Ross, Jimmy
injuries.
Webster. They're big name players too. So we probably won't see them until just before or after the bye.
Yeah, that's hard work for the Saints. But what will happen, they'll expose some young kids and they'll get the opportunity and others will stand up like they did on the weekend. So well done to Ross Lyon and St Kilda. The other comments that raised my sort of interest were Jared Waitley made some comments on Ken Hinckley and his future after his round one win.
The last two examples we've had of long-term coaches who didn't have the buffer of a premiership were Leon Cameron and Nathan Buckley, and they didn't make it to the bye. They didn't win early. That's why this win means so much, to try to change the narrative, but also to open up the possibility. You watch that on Saturday and go, there could be big things in store for this team. So rather than the doomsdaying about when the end comes, let him get on and do the job. And if it is Horn Francis and Butters and Rosie and Dersma who take hold of the club as you'd forecast in the pre-season, then they could amount to a lot.
There you go. You're a savant. You saw that coming. You've already tipped Port Adelaide to make the grand final this year and were lambasted by many.
I was, and I kept all those receipts. So don't worry, I hold on to stuff and I hold a grudge. But I think Jared's right. The challenging thing for Port Adelaide in 2023 is the pressure that the club is under from the supporters too. And if this start is anything to go by and it trends in the right direction, so just say 0-5 from last season turns into 5-0 this season, if Ken is signed and re-signed early, that's still going to create some noise probably for the wrong reasons.
I don't think that they should be... You know, I don't think there's too many people saying they should re-sign him early, but they certainly should be, whilst they're contending, they shouldn't just be saying it's grand final or bust or it's top four or bust. Let's look at it when we have all the information, which will be at the end of the year. And there might be a situation where they finish really well and they play final, but if something happens in a final again and they just absolutely don't turn up like they did against the Bulldogs or they get overwhelmed, then people can say, well, maybe there's a trend in that and maybe that's a catalyst. But if it's the opposite, if they get to the finals and they perform really strongly and even they have a cracking game and get beaten like they did in the prelim against Richmond where Lambert socketed it through someone's legs and they lose by single figures, you say, this guy has still got these players engaged. He's been overseeing a list rebuild or he's maintained this group to be able to a high level. He's brought through young kids. He's transformed the midfield from relying on Boak and Gray and others to now some young players. There's a clear path to the future. I still think it's a risk if they're doing lots of great things and lots of players develop to move him on just because you don't finish, you know, high enough up the ladder. So
the impressive things that have stood out for me over the past few weeks, we spoke to Miles Bergman, who said that the messaging and the way that the communication is being delivered to the players has changed a bit over the past 12 months, which is tick. Then you saw, as you mentioned, in the second half on the weekend, the kids have been thrown into the midfield because they're good enough. And then Lockie Jones saying a few times yesterday when we had a chat to him that Ken was instructing the players to use the energy from the crowd. And I remember back in the Footy Park days when Mark Williams used to take the Port Adelaide players to the eastern
members.
Side of Footy Park.
To the what do you call it? The season ticket.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And that was brilliant. So I feel like he's really relying on the players to feed off that energy. It's going to be different at the MCG, obviously, when it's not a home game. But I think those little things are all looking positive.
And the other thing we don't know, we're just sitting from the outside looking in and we've got a very small sample size. What impact has Josh Carr had? What impact is, you know, have they sat down with Ken and said, we want you to maybe use some your assistant coaches differently and you become a manager and manage them greater, better, give them, delegate more to them. Who knows? So there's so much that happens inside a footy club that nobody really sees. All we see a glimpse, we see a snapshot, which is 2 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday, and then we judge everything on that. But there's so much. There's another 38 hours that goes on at the footy club, training, meetings, all those things we don't see. So that's why everything that outside commentators say. Make sure you take that with a pinch of salt. Sports Day SA spoke to Rory Laird last night. He had a bit of a quieter day. He was early in the week where Adam Kingsley, coach of the GWS Giants, said that he will be targeted, and they were able to execute that. Let's listen to Rory.
GWS didn't put a hard tag on, but made sort of a bit of an emphasis around stoppages not to get any connection. Not only with me, but we found it pretty hard throughout the whole midfield to get some ruck mid connect. And, you know, as I said, credit to them. They beat us around not only the ground, but especially at CB. They got some really good looks out the front and at crucial times of the game. So, yeah, they played it really well. And, I sort of struggled to get involved within the game.
Yeah, now the unfortunate thing for Rory is that he's been such an amazing player. Best and fairest winner the last 2 years. Averaged 32 disposals since going into the midfield, which is absolutely phenomenal numbers. But guess what people say now? Ah, he's stoppable. Let's sit someone on him. And he's the main ball winner. They've got a lot of younger, inexperienced players who've got some real talent and they've got some wheels and some tricks, but they get it 12 times or 14 times or 16 times. So if you take away Laird, who gets it 30-something times, well, that's a big chunk of your drive and your midfield stuff that happens, and he often farms the ball off. He's he's probably about a 1-for-1 kick to handball ratio, one kick, one handball. So that sort of that involves other players in the play by sort of handballing to them. So I think he's going to get a little bit of attention now because people will say they'll go down that path of stop Laird, stop Adelaide.
12 minutes to 7 on SEN SA. We are here thanks to Mourn Team Hyundai Cheltenham. You can visit today for great deals. We have two texts which are coming from both different sides, Mark Bickley, 0427 154 166. So one of them from Alex saying, glad to see others are now thinking like me about Ken Hinckley. And then Lily of West Beach suggests that Ken Hinckley has run his race. Stop ruining my day with talk of an extension. I mean, a 54-point win against one of the flag favourites, I would like to say, is a pretty positive start to the year.
Yeah, I know. But Lily, draw breath. I don't think anyone's talking extension right now. But what people are talking is it is not a fait accompli that he is gone at the end of the year. I think that's only fair. Let's judge Ken and let's judge the Port Adelaide Footy Club on the results over a span of time, which is probably, I reckon, by the time we get to round 15 or 16, we'll have a fair idea of how the season is tracking, how the young players are developing, and then I think then we'll start to make some assessments.
11 minutes to 7. Next, we will have a look around the world in our sports update on SENSA.